Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in San Francisco siding with labor unions who asked the court to block federal layoffs during the government shutdown. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The judge issuing an emergency order after federal agencies began laying off workers to reduce the size of the government during the shutdown. Layoff notices have been part of the Trump administration's efforts to put pressure on Democrats to come to a deal to end the shutdown. The judge saying the administration is acting without thinking it through, and quote, it's very much ready, fire, aim, end quote. And she added it has a human cost and cannot be tolerated.
In Israel, the prime minister's office says two coffins transferred to the Red Cross by Hamas are now in Israeli custody and will be brought to Israel for the identification process. Israel accusing Hamas of failing to turn over all deceased hostages and close the Rafah border crossing today, preventing aid trucks from entering. On Wall Street, stocks ending in mixed territory. This is ABC News. A Florida judge has issued a protective order against Congressman Corey Mills after an ex-girlfriend claimed he threatened to release sexually explicit videos of her, that according to court documents.
Mills previously said in a statement to ABC News that the claims are false and misrepresent his interactions. The judge orders the Florida Republican to not contact Lindsay Langston, Miss United States 2024, and a Republican state committee woman from Columbia County. Langston telling reporters that she feels justice was served, feels relieved, and tells others in her alleged situation to come forward, stick to your guns, be truthful, and have faith and courage.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. More than 30,000 nurses and other essential health care workers at Kaiser Permanente striking for a second day across several western states. Those on strike voicing frustration over low staffing and pay. They're asking for a 25% wage increase over the next 4 years. Kaiser is offering a 21.5% over the next 4 years. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. We'll be seeing temperatures cooling down to around 50 for a low tonight. East winds of 5, mostly cloudy with some patchy showers possible. Thursday, overcast, 30% chance for showers, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and southeast winds 10 to 15. Right now, it's 53 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bill restricting student use of cell phones in Wisconsin's K-12 public schools passed the state Senate. The Senate author, Appleton Republican Rachel Cabral Guevara, said it's a widely supported concept, citing a Marquette poll which found 89% of Wisconsinites support banning cell phone use during classroom instructional time. She said the devices that are taking away from children learning and lawmakers have been asked to do something about it. The bill requires school boards to enact policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time, with allowances for teachers to okay student use of their phones for educational purposes. A survey by the State Department of Public Instruction found most school districts already have policies in place. The bill has already passed the State Assembly, and it's unclear if Governor Tony Evers will sign the measure into law. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back on employment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated when they went on to benefits. Bond has been set at $50,000 for Judd Frazier, 56 of Boscobel, formerly of Muscadet, by Richland County Circuit Court Judge Lisa McDougall. Frazier was charged Monday with felony murder and a felon in possession of a firearm. He appeared in Richland County Court Tuesday by video from the Richland County Jail. According to court records, attorney John Sitch appeared on his behalf for the bond hearing only. According to Frazier, he has been denied a state public defender. When the court asked him why he is not eligible, he stated that that is what he was told. Due to not being eligible, Sitch asked that the bond be reduced, but the court instructed Frazier to contact them again, letting them know that he will be incarcerated for a while and will have no means to hire an attorney. He was told to ask for another eligibility determination, and if he is denied again, the court will ensure he has an attorney. Judd Frazier is scheduled to appear in court again Friday afternoon. Tapping your card or phone to pay has become second nature for many of us. Contactless payments are quick, easy, and you don't even have to hand your card to anyone. But scammers are finding ways to take advantage of this payment convenience. One growing threat is called ghost tapping, where criminals use wireless devices to steal money without touching your card. Ghost tapping is a scam that targets tap-to-play cards and mobile wallets. Tap-to-play works through near-field communication, which allows devices to exchange data at very close range. While NFC is generally safe, scammers can exploit it in crowded or distracted situations. Unlike previous debit and credit card scams, which required physical contact with the card, ghost tapping eliminates this need. There are occasions where the scammers will attempt to trick on suspecting individuals in public places. For example, they might try getting close in public spaces. Someone might bump into you while secretly charging your tap-enabled card or mobile wallet. Pretending to be a vendor. At events, flea markets, or festivals, fraudsters might set up fake stands and ask for tap payments. In charity scams, a scammer might request a small donation, but actually charge your card for a much larger amount. They may rush the process. Scammers count on you tapping without checking the business name or transaction amount. In some cases, fraudsters make small withdrawals to avoid triggering fraud detection systems, which means victims may not notice the theft right away. Some warning signs and red flags of ghost tapping are bank alerts about small or unusual test charges, a request to tap without showing you the total or offering a receipt, and suspicious charges after you've been in crowded areas like festivals, markets, or transit stations. To protect yourself from a tap-to-play scam, use RFID protection. An RFID blocking wallet or sleeve can help stop wireless skimming. Always confirm payment details. Before tapping your card or phone, check the merchant's name and amount on the terminal screen. Set up transaction alerts. Many banks allow real-time notifications for every charge. Keep an eye on your accounts. Daily checks help you spot fraud faster. Limit tap-to-play use in high-risk areas. When in doubt, consider swiping or inserting your card instead. If you're a victim of a tap-to-pay scam, report it immediately to your bank or card issuer and freeze or cancel the affected card. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. Wisconsin State Representative Tony Kurtz has chosen Dells Delton EMS Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick to receive the First Responder of the Year Award for the 41st Assembly District. Representative Kurtz said, quote, Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick's dedication to serving our region is incredible. He has served the Dells Delton community for 14 years and serves as a volunteer firefighter for Oxford. He truly understands what it means to put his life on the line for people he serves, and that's why I've chosen him to be the 41st District's First Responder of the Year. Deputy Chief Frederick was nominated for this recognition by Lake Delton Director of Public Safety, Chief Eric Thunberg. On the night of November 20th, 2024, Deputy Chief Frederick was dispatched to a motor vehicle accident on the interstate. While responding, DC Frederick recognized road conditions were deteriorating due to light drizzle and near-freezing temperatures. After connecting with the paramedics on scene, he ordered them to move the ambulance to the front of the accident scene while he stayed at the rear to provide early warning and light coverage. Moments later, a westbound semi-truck lost control and struck the back of DC Frederick's command vehicle. DC Frederick is lucky to be alive. His vehicle was struck only seconds after he got back into his truck and closed the driver door. The impact sent both vehicles crashing through the area where he and two paramedics had been standing between the command vehicle and the ambulance. DC Frederick suffered serious injuries as a result of the crash. Thankfully, DC Frederick has recovered and returned to full duty in the summer of 2025. Threeley says DC Frederick's ability to remain calm under pressure and take immediate life-preserving action is a testament to his skill as an incident commander and dedication to the well-being of his crews. Responding to accidents on the side of the road is often one of the most dangerous for first responders. From 2017 to 2021, there were nearly 2,400 crashes involving emergency vehicles in Wisconsin. About 735 people were injured and 5 were killed in those incidents. In addition to Wisconsin's Move Over law, state law also prohibits the use of cell phones within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with activated lights or a tow truck with flashing red lights. October is First Responder Appreciation Month, and Tuesday the State Assembly honored first responders from each of the 99 Assembly districts during their session. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is beginning the search for its next president, and college officials want to hear from the community. Public input is an important part of this process, helping identify the qualities and priorities that matter most in the college's next leader. A community listening session is planned for Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 via Zoom. This listening session will directly shape the leadership profile used in recruiting candidates for the presidency of Southwest Tech. It is an opportunity to ensure the college's next president reflects the needs, hopes, and priorities of the communities it serves. Access the Zoom link at swtc.zoom.us/j/91312701755. The Community Players presentation of Pride and Prejudice opened last weekend in a refurbished and reconstructed theater at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The Richland County Performing Arts Council worked hard to get the theater ready for the opening of this show. The old seats in place since 1913 had to be removed, along with an antique metal bulbs that were built into the floor to provide air conditioning. The entire floor was then reconstructed out of wood to make a completely new floor plan with greater space between rows. New seats with modern cushioning were then installed. New carpeting followed. The stage and walls of the theater were repainted. The whole building was rigorously cleaned and spiffed up. The production of Pride and Prejudice features 21 performers in period costumes. The play is a retelling of Jane Austen's most popular and well-known book, which has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and spawned many movies and television shows. It follows the fortunes of the Bennett family, where there are 5 daughters to marry off with limited dowries. The story's focus is the stormy relationship between their second daughter, Elizabeth, and the rich but snobbish Mr. Fitzwilliam Darcy. In addition to the romance, the book is celebrated for its social commentary on the times and witty writing. This weekend will include the venerable Jean Burkett as Lady Catherine de Bourgh. It will be shown Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died last Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died today at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military rites to follow the funeral. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to OMHS, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center. Jean Slaney, 89 of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River.
What's the best way to refresh your fall wardrobe? Easy. Just come into your local Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who can help you find the latest trends, like flowy dresses, textural layers, and fall boots. Curate and style them in a way that's perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment today in-store or at macys.com/personalstylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, gloomy conditions locked in across southwest Wisconsin and surrounding areas throughout the day today. Part of a front which has stalled out from Nebraska over to central Illinois. There's been some occasional showers just north of that, working in through northeast Iowa, extreme southwest Wisconsin today. Some of the drizzle may try to move back into the Richland Center area tonight, but really not much to speak of. Tomorrow should be a little bit warmer as the winds become more southerly and pull in some unusually warm air that's lurking to the south. Temperatures were in the 70s, low 80s from southern Iowa on down into Missouri and Kansas on Wednesday. We do expect the warmer weather to stick around for Friday with some more showers. A cold front coming through Friday night and Saturday will stall out just to our south and east, and low pressure will ride up along it, creating a large area of rain, we think, across the region by Saturday evening, stretching into early Sunday, and that may contain some sizable amounts, maybe some spots getting upwards of an inch. There'll also be some strong winds developing on the backside of that storm system. The forecast now for tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy drizzle possible. Low temperature at 46 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer, 30% chance of spotty showers, high about 67. The wind southeast up to 10. Thursday night, a few showers possible, low in the mid-50s. Friday, variably cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably warm. Isolated showers possible during the day. Higher chance of rain at night. Highs in the mid-70s. South wind 10 to 20. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of a couple of showers. Low 55, high 68. Sunday, cooler with a small chance of light showers. Maybe a break of sun later. Low in the mid-40s, high 58. And Monday, some sunshine, high 62. Chance of rain coming back late Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a cloudy 53 degrees, 54 our high today, 45 our morning low. Yesterday's high was 60 degrees, and we also saw 15 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high on this day, 89, set back in 1953, while a record low of 22 was set in 1952. Last year on this day, our high was 52 and our low was 30. Sunset today will be at 6:19, sunrise tomorrow at 7:16. 17 hundredths of an inch of rain has fallen today, the barometer holding steady at 30.9 as it has this afternoon, and winds are out of the southwest at 3. Again, it's 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO's Evening Sports is brought to you by the by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, the Brewers are down 2-0 and are taking to the road for Game 3, which will be heading back to Los Angeles. So the Brewers will have to play well on the road to get that first win in the series. He's been the go-to man every time the Packers needed a fill-in. Now those performances, along with a better situation with his contract, mean Jordan Morgan has made his way into the starting lineup. Morgan takes over for Sean Ryan at right guard. Ryan is a free agent at the end of the year, and Green Bay will likely spend its cap money elsewhere to hang on to wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. The Milwaukee Bucks preseason is over after dropping their 116-112 decision to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They finish the preseason with a 3-1 record and prepare for the regular season opener a week from tonight, October 22nd, at home against the Washington Wizards.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The Wisconsin Badger football team are not given much of a chance at home Saturday. At least that's what the experts are saying when Ohio State visits. The Buckeyes are a 25.5-point favorite. Coach Luke Fickell's team has dropped four straight and wasn't as competitive in their last 37-0 loss to Iowa on their last game. Ohio State is coming off of a 42-3 win over Minnesota. The Badgers have dropped eight straight Big Ten Conference games. Tennessee's decision to draft quarterback Cam Ward with the number one overall pick was meant to pair him with head coach Brian Callahan for long-term success. However, Callahan was fired after just six games. This trend isn't new. Over the past decade, NFL coaches often face the hot seat after a team drafts a quarterback high. Ward is the fourth consecutive number one pick whose coach was fired before the end of the rookie season. Only Joe Burrow remains with his original coach. This pattern raises concerns about the impact on young quarterbacks' development. And the Philadelphia Eagles had a few extra days off to see them regroup after their loss to the Giants. The Minnesota Vikings had an extra week off to rest, prepare, and let their ailing quarterbacks heal up. Critics were bashing Philadelphia after a 4-0 start this season because an offense featuring Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Brown looked stagnant and predictable. The defending Super Bowl champions are hearing even more criticism following losses to Denver and New York. It won't get easier for Hurts and company against Minnesota's defense. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and cattle were mixed Wednesday. Corn and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session steady to firm, consolidating essentially. Soybeans are watching the U.S. harvest pace and the planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Beans continue to wait for the end-of-the-month tariff talks between the United States and China. November beans were unchanged at 10.06.5 and January held at 10.24.25. December soybean meal was up $1.60 at $275.90. December soybean oil was 23 points higher at $50.80. Corn was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. At least statistically, harvest is approaching the halfway point with short-term delays expected in some areas this week. Planting weather generally looks favorable in much of South America. December corn was up 3 3/4 at 416 3/4. March was 3 higher at 432 1/4. And wheat was lower on profit-taking and technical selling, the rising global supplies canceling out some of the support tied to solid demand and oversold signals. U.S. planting delays are likely, but the soil moisture recharge is welcome. December Chicago was 1.5 lower at 498 3/4. December Kansas City was down 1/4 at 488 1/4. December Minneapolis wheat was 2.5 lower at 551. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, with box beef mixed at midday, waiting for direct trade to get underway. December live was up 27 at 246.77, and February was 22 higher at 248.75. November feeders were down 65 at 380.67. January feeders were 20 lower at 377.85. And hogs were up modestly on short covering. Pork was down at midday. December lean was 45 higher at 83.60, and February was up 25 cents at 85.70. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Town Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Town Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Cash cattle trade was very quiet on Wednesday, with asking prices in the South starting at 240+. Asking prices have not been established yet in the North. Significant trade volume will likely occur Thursday and or Friday. Boxed beef was mixed at the close. Choice was up 206 at 366.48, and select was 139 lower at 349.16. The choice select spread was 17.32. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher on Wednesday. The market has struggled to find some consistency here lately. Average weights are up on the week and year, putting more pork onto the market, and wholesale business has been inconsistent, which could limit packer demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 37 cents higher, with a base range of $85 to $98. Estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let CalSeeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A U.S. representative from Iowa says the partial government shutdown could linger for an extended period of time.
We had a big conference call Tuesday morning, and there's no end in sight.
Republican Randy Feenstra says farmers will continue to be directly impacted.
FSA offices are closed. I had a lot of farmers talking about their farm loans are getting held up.
More news is next.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields, 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
U.S. Senator says increasing domestic use of U.S. commodities could help improve the current ag economy. Pete Ricketts tells Brownfield industry leaders in Nebraska are working to diversify market opportunities.
One of the things we can do with our soybeans is feed them to chickens and pork and beef and then sell those products overseas.
A farmer in northwest Mississippi says cotton growers are being pushed to the limit, trying to survive another year of tough economics.
The stress levels are high.
Patrick Johnson tells Brownfield that more credit is being used to produce a crop that will be deeply in the red again. An economist with American Farm Bureau says specialty crop growers can no longer absorb soaring production costs with limited risk protection. Danny Munch tells Brownfield,
since 2020, for instance, pesticide costs up 25%, fuels and oils up 32%, fertilizer up 37%, and cash labor, that's up 50%.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
When it comes to construction, start with a name you can trust, Harchi Lumber. Known for quality selection and competitive pricing, they've been building their reputation from the ground up since 1969. Before you begin your next project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. From lumber, drywall, and wood studs to windows, doors, roofing, insulation, cement, molding, and more, if you need it, they've got it. Build with confidence. Build with quality. Build with Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Harvest observations can help farmers build a smarter disease management plan for next year. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Minnesota-based Channel Technical Agronomist Derek Crompton says proactive management is the best way to protect yield. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the seed pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
Based Channel Technical Agronomist Derek Crompton says harvest is one of the best times to scout for disease.
I anticipate there's going to be more corn acres next year. And so really, this is the time of year to see, you know, what diseases did we have? What does it look like we might have out there? Because I think we're going to be trying to defeat those for next season.
He says weather challenges throughout the growing season could increase disease pressure.
Stalk lodging will be a symptom that you had root diseases that then infected your plant during the growing season, especially if it was a season of a lot of wetness. And we did have a lot of those areas, you know, in Minnesota and North Dakota this year. And then secondly, you know, look for ears that are either discolored or maybe look droopy or look like a small ear out there every once in a while as you're combining. And that could be an indication of ear rots, either Fusarium or Gibberella. And again, those things are going to happen more when we had areas where we had extra or excess rainfall during the season. If those leaves look either gray or like they died prematurely with a grayish or a blackish color, that's usually a sign of disease. You know, and some of those things that can happen are gray leaf spot. The other one that I'd keep an eye on as you're talking about leaves are leaf lesions. And again, they'll be a gray or a dusky charcoal color that won't be typically tan like a normal leaf senescence would be. We've had a lot of common rust, and we've also had that same southern rust that's been talked about a lot during this season. That has been moving up way into central Minnesota and even central North Dakota. And the last one to touch on when you're looking for some pustules out there, if you notice some black dots, looks like ink spots on those leaves, that is tar spot. And that's probably one of the newest diseases that has shown up in the Midwest.
Crompton says the first step to creating a disease management plan for next year is documentation.
Look for those hybrids that have a source of resistance for those diseases that you might be noticing or identifying now during harvest. I would be visiting with my local agronomists, fungicide suppliers, and ask them, did you guys have some local trials out there? And if you did, you know, did you have some significant results?
For additional information, farmers can contact their local Channel Seed Pro or visit channel.com. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
We're 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and going on right now, if you haven't made dinner plans, American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 hosting a spaghetti supper until 7:30 at the Legion Hall in Richland Center. Cost a free will donation, and proceeds will benefit Camp American Legion. So you can support a great cause, help out, and enjoy some delicious spaghetti. Seems like a win-win-win. Here's Little Big Town.
after all the bars are closed. Tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven. Gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
100.9 WRCO. Everybody going out and having fun. Just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over.
guitar slides on my way. Fridge flinging high, man, what did I say? Out on the prowl, hearts get the beat. Flirting that skirt, so sassy sweet. Flash through a kiss in a sexy little way. Got me bar slide, man, I need a drink. Come on, baby, let's go darling and work that skirt. Whirling and twirling, making my head spin round. If you're tired, I'll take a look, working that skirt. Love's kicking it up when she's out.
Every heart has a story. The news is sponsored at 6 o'clock by the Homesteaders Store and by Johnson Tractor. It is a cloudy 53 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC
BC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's state-owned power company, in a post on Telegram, says damage from recent Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy sector and infrastructure has forced emergency power outages across most of Ukraine. It comes ahead of Friday's meeting between Ukraine's President Zelensky and President Trump at the White House. President Trump today expressing frustration with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
And all we want from President Putin is stop this. Stop killing Ukraine's and stop killing Russians, because he's killing a lot of Russians.
A federal judge blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. The judge saying the layoffs appear to be politically motivated. It is day 15 of the shutdown. In Illinois, the top judge in Cook County issuing an order barring ICE from arresting people at county courthouses if they don't have a judicial warrant or judicial order calling for the arrest. Aid into Gaza restricted after Israel closed the Rafah crossing today, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire by not returning all deceased hostages. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today heard arguments in a key part of the Civil Rights Act.